Guruve Guru Chandraya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishnaya Krishna Bhaktaya Tad Bhaktaya Namo Namaha Uttama Adhamma Kichuna Bhachira Jachiya Dileka Kola Kahe Premananda Emona Goranga Hridaya Dariya Bola Bhaja Goranga Kaha Gora Laha Gorangira Namare Jejana Goranga Bhaje Se Hoyamara Pranare Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. Nirupadi Karunena, Sri Satchinandanena, Twahi Kapati Satopi, Twat Priyanarpitosmi. Iti kalu mama yogya, yogyatam damagrinan, nija nikata nivasam, dehi govardhanatvam, nija nikata nivasam, dehi govardhanatvam. Vanchakalpadarubhischa, kripasindubhyevacha, Patitanam bhavanibhyo vaishnavibhyo namo Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhakta Brinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare 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 Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama. So we should have some understanding of what is going on here today. We want to have some Vaishnav Sangha. And in a Vaishnav Sangha, the center is Krishna. It's not the center is this personality or that personality or even your Gurudev. But the personality is Krishna. And in a Vaishnav Sangha, we keep Krishna in the center by means of Krishna Prasad, or by Kirtan, or by the deity, or by Krishna Katha. It's not that the speaker is better than the listeners, but both are doing service to Krishna. The speaker is serving by speaking, and the listeners are serving by listening. I spoke to some old sadhus here in Braj, and they told me that 50 years ago, here in Braj, they used to have special katas for the sadhus. And many, many sadhus would come together, and everyone would sit very attentively and listen for many days. If somebody started scratching himself or looking around here or there, they would get the other sadhus annoyed, and they would come together and they'd pick him up and they would throw him out. They were so intent about hearing. Because when we hear very intently, then Krishna becomes pleased. When we try to speak in a devotional way, Krishna becomes pleased. And then Krishna appears in that Sangha. But in this Sangha today, we have a problem. And we need all of your help to solve this problem. In the words of Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, in his Mangalacharana for Govinda Lilamrita, he says that, Madasya maru sanchara kinam gam gokulon mukam Santa pushna vimam snigdaha karna kasra sanido. He says that, I have this kata. And this kata is just like a cow that wants to go to Vrindavan. Cows don't like to stay in China. It's a very dangerous place. Cows want to come to Vrindavan. But this cow of mine, in the form of this kata, has a problem. It's suffering. On the desert of my tongue, there's no water. So this is where all of you come in. He prays that Santa Pushna Vimam Snigdaha, that all the listeners who will please be affectionate to us, Karnakasra Sanido, whose ears are just like reservoirs of water, you please give some relief to this cow. in the form of our katha, by giving shelter to it with your ears. This is a Vaishnav Sangha. So yesterday, we were speaking something about Kaliya Damana Leela and how that led up to the Davagnipan, or the forest fire. This pastime takes place in the 17th chapter of the 10th canto. And it describes there in the 20th verse, Tam ratram tatra rajendra kshutribhyam shama karshidaha usur vyaroka sogava kalindya upakulataha. He said that, O best of kings, Maharaj Parikshit, because the residents of Vrindavan were feeling very weak from hunger, we spoke about this yesterday, there was milk available, but they didn't take any because they weren't sure. Maybe the cow's milk had been contaminated by the poison of Kaliya. So everyone was very weak from hunger and thirst and fatigue. So they and the cows spent the night there where they were, laying down next to the bank of the Jamuna River. Everybody in the beginning of this pastime, they're all together. And they're all on the bank of the Jamuna. And the 21st verse describes, Sada suchi vanod bhuto davagni sarvato brajam suptam nishita avritcha pragdagdum upachakrame. During the night, while everyone was laying there asleep, well, almost everyone was asleep. We'll come to that in a moment. A great fire began to blaze within the dry summer forest. That fire surrounded the inhabitants of Braj on all sides and began to scorch them. Not everyone was asleep. We described yesterday how the Brijbasis, Kavi Karnapur says, they made five circles around Krishna. And in the center was Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda with Krishna and Balaram and some of the younger gopis. And then in concentric circles around them were other residents in Vrindavan, including the cows. And on the outside, they had the Brijbasi guards with their bows and arrows. This was the first time that Radha and Krishna had been given some time to be so close to each other. And that night, they were exchanging glances. And then they laid down to sleep. And some of the other gopis, they were staying up and they were saying, did you see how Shama Sundar, he was looking at our Priyatama, our Radhika. He wasn't looking at Chandravali, but he was looking at our Radhika. And they were speaking like this and speaking about how wonderful Krishna looked on the heads of Kaliya when he was dancing on him. And then suddenly they saw some terrible smoke and fire. And it was those gopis who started calling out, hey, hey, there's a terrible fire which is surrounding us. What caused that fire? Who was that fire? We'll speak about that later on. Kavi Karnapur says that fire began to burn all the dry trees in its path. Now, we remember Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that this fire indicates sectarianism. It indicates useless quarrel amongst the Vaishnavas. And this fire takes as its fuel the dry trees on the bank of the Jamuna. So please, my dear devotees, as Sachinanda Maharaj likes to say, please don't let the trees of your bhajan become dry. You have to continually water them with the nectar, shravanam kirtanam jale, the nectar water of hearing and chanting about Krishna. Otherwise, your trees will become very dry. And then this fire may rise in the form of useless quarrel. You have no better things to do with yourself then. When that fire came, the Brijbasis opened their eyes and they woke up and they saw surrounding him this terrible fire. Nandikishore Goswami in his Vrindavan Lilamrita, he describes this in a very beautiful way. I'll sing this and you chant Hare Krishna in response. Krishna Raksha Hetu Nanda Braja Hoya Ati Snehe Pari Purna Mana Kande Yaso Mati Bolo Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama.
What happened when that fire came? What happens if a terrible fire comes in this building? We only have one door to exit. Very difficult thing. We'll all be thinking maybe about ourselves. But maybe a few devotees might be thinking about the deities. Krishna Raksha Hetu Nanda Brajahoya Ati. Nanda Maharaj became full of anxiety. How can I save my Gopal? How can I save Krishna? Sneha Poni Paripurna Manakande Yasamati. And Mother Yashoda, full of love for Krishna, she began to cry out of fear for her son. And then Mother Yashoda began to pray. Narayana Stani Rani Koraye Pratan. Raksha Koro Prabhu Krishna Braja Pranadhan. Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Mother Yashoda began to pray to Lord Narayan. My dear Lord Narayan, oh Master, oh Prabhu, please save our Krishna. Krishna Braja Pranadhana, who is the life of Braj. Mosabhara Prana Joka Tate Nahi Bhai Krishna Prati Jaina Kona Vyahiti Nahoi Bolo. Mother Yashoda said, let us all die. We don't care. We're not afraid. What is it for death? We don't care. But please, don't let anything happen to Krishna. The Brijbasi is becoming very panic-stricken at that time. They all took refuge of Krishna. And what did they say? Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Parama Karuna. Amita Vikrama Bala Rama Chandra Suna Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhaga, Parama Karuna. Oh Krishna, Krishna, you're Mahabhaga. You're very fortunate. Why is Krishna so fortunate? Because he's friends with the Brijbasis. They know that. You're very fortunate to be our friend, Krishna. And you're Parama Karuna. You're very, very merciful. Amita Vikrama Balarama Chandrasuna. You're so merciful. You and Balarama are so powerful. Please listen to us. Brajabasi Matra Sabha Amaratoma. Goratara Vani Grasa Koremosa Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Brajabasi Matra. What are we? We're only Brajbasis. That's all that we are. We're not Dwarkabasis. We're not Mathurabasis. We're not cowherd people. We belong to Braj, and Braj belongs to you. You're Braj. Brajabasi Matra Sabha Amara Tomar, and we belong to you. Goratadavhani Grase Kori Masabar. This terrible forest fire is coming, and it's going to swallow us. Ataiva Sudustara Davanala Hoite Nija Bandhu Gane Raksha. Hey, Nija Bandagana, we're all your dear friends. We're your bandhus. Save us from this very terrible fire. Mityurupa Vani Hoite Kichu Nahi Bai. Tomara Charana Jaina Bichedana Hoy Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. We're not afraid of the fire. Don't think the Brijbasis are worried about themselves. Mityu rupa vani hoite kichu nahi bhai. But tomara charani jina vichita nahoi. We can't tolerate something much, much worse. What's much, much worse than dying? To be separated from you, Krishna. We can't tolerate that. And this forest fire will separate us from Krishna. If you take shelter of useless quarrel, if you become absorbed in needless debate and argument, you won't be able to think about Krishna. And you'll die. Something worse than death will happen to you. You lose your Krishna consciousness. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says, the Brijbasis, they took shelter of Krishna, thinking that Lord Narayan, he'll certainly empower this darling boy to protect us. Because they didn't think that Krishna was Bhagavan. They thought that Krishna was their bandhu. Krishna was their dear friend. The Bhagavatam states, Sudustarana swanpahi kalagne surida prabho nasaknumas tvacharanam santuktam akutobayam. They prayed to Krishna, O Prabhu, O Master, we're your people. We belong to you. We're your friends. Please protect us from this insurmountable fire of death. We can never give up your lotus feet, which drive away all fear. Vishwanath says that the Brijbasis, in this verse, they're actually praying that, O Krishna, if we die in this fire, then we'll become separated from your lotus feet, and this is unbearable for us. So save us just for the reason so that we can continue serving your lotus feet. When Krishna heard this appeal and he saw that terrible fire, then Krishna called out to the Brijbasis and he gave them some very important instructions. We're all being tortured by this fire of useless quarrel, which is blocking our Krishna consciousness. It's disturbing our mind in so many ways. I can't sleep at night. Why not? Because someone is wrong on the internet. And I have to correct that. It's a very, very terrible thing. So Krishna told the Brijbasis, Sabaniyodila chintanakariyo mane ki korite pani pare agni gashiya ekane bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Krishna said, all of you don't be afraid. He says that, Ki korite pari agni ashya ekoni. This fire can't do anything here in Vrindavan with you. This fire can't do anything. If we're in Vrindavan, if we're with Krishna in the form of Krishna Nam, in the form of Krishna Katha, then this terrible fire which will threaten to kill us, this fire in the form of sectarianism, this fire in the form of useless quarrel, arguing about stupid things, trying to get other people to agree with your faith, your vision of Krishna, your vision of Krishna consciousness, your vision of what's right for the society. Srila Thakur Bhaktivinoda, in Chaitanya Sikshamrita, he said a very beautiful thing. He says that pure love is the eternal function of the soul. Real religion is pure love. This is the final goal of religion. We should not quarrel over external differences. If the goal of a religion is pure love, then everything else is adjusted automatically. If our goal is pure love, if we have the same goal, then everything else is incidental and everything else will become adjusted. If we accept that our goal is Krishna, if we all accept chastisement from Krishna, everything will be adjusted. I had two younger brothers. And I remember once we were on a long car trip. And we were in the car for maybe 4 hours. And we were young boys. Any mothers here who have more than one boy or even one boy, you know what young boys are like when they're cooped up in a car for a long time. And the three of us started fighting in the back seat of the car over a little toy, some stupid toy. And finally, my mother, she stopped the car. And she turned around to us and she said, "Give me the toy." And we gave her the toy. And she took the toy and she threw it out the window and she started driving the car again. And the quarrel was over. So, if we can all accept Krishna and accept that Krishna, prem, love for Krishna is a real goal, then any obstacles, any quarrels that come, they're very insignificant and they'll easily be sorted out. Krishna told the Brijabasis, Sakale chakshu mudiraha hetu munde ekshane hobe davagnira garva kande bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Told them, here's what you should do to stop this fire, to be protected. Close your eyes and get down on your hands and knees. Put your head down. That's how you're going to be protected from the fire. And he says that all curb, davagnira garbakande, all curb the pride of this fire. You can't do it. But I'll do it. And what is your solution? Close your eyes and bow your head down. But what happens if there's a terrible fire and you close your eyes and you bow your head down? Krishna vakya suni sabe noya namudiya davanala tape rahe henak munda hoya bolo Hare Krishna. Everyone followed Krishna's instruction. They closed their eyes and they bowed down their heads. But still, davanala tape rahe henat mundo hoya. They were still feeling the terrible heat of that fire. So similarly, sometimes we have useless quarrel amongst the Vaishnavas. And if you take shelter of Krishna, it doesn't mean that the fire of that useless quarrel will go away. If you see someone criticizing the devotees, if you see someone doing some nonsense behavior, it doesn't mean the fire will go away. But you take shelter of Krishna, and everything will be okay. Krishna Chandra Ananta Achinja Shaktiman Setibra Analapana Koila Sabadan Bolo. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. At that time, Krishna Chandra, Ananta Achincha Shaktiman, Krishna who's very cooling like the moon, who is Ananta Achincha Shakti, who's a possessor of unlimited, inconceivable potency, say Tibra Analapan. Koile Sabadan. Very carefully, Krishna drank that fire. Davagni Mokshana Kori Brajendra Nandan Sakalera Kohe Chakshu Melaha Ekon Bolo Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Before I read this translation, read something from Prabhupada's Krishna book. Prabhupada says, thus they prayed to Krishna, saying that they could not take any shelter other than his lotus feet. And Krishna, being compassionate upon his own townspeople, immediately swallowed the whole forest fire and saved them. Davagnai, Davagni, Mokshana Kori, Brijanda Nandana, Sakalera Kahi Chakshu, Milaha Ekana. After Krishna swallowed that forest fire, then Krishna told everyone, now you open your eyes. Jiva Goswami in Gopal Champu, he says that Krishna blew on the fire.
and blew it out.
Other acharyas, other places, the Bhagavatam, itam svajana vaiklavyam niriksha jagadishvaraha tam agnim api bhat tibram anantananta shaktidik. It says api bhat, that Krishna drank the fire. And Krishna saw that his devotees were so disturbed. And Krishna, who is the possessor of infinite power, he swallowed that very terrible forest fire. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur comments, he says that in order to protect his swajanas, his own personal family members, how was this thing solved? Krishna's prem, his love for them, began to search for a suitable power within Krishna to finish the forest fire. Because Krishna in Braj Leela, he's mugda, he's bewildered. Just like the young boy who's sitting in math class in high school, he's supposed to be doing a test, but he's looking at the girl next to him. He's completely bewildered. He can't think about anything else. Krishna's like that. And all that he can think about is Srimati Radharani, the Braj Gopis and the Braj Janas. So he can't think about, I'm the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But within him, Krishna's personified love for the Brijbasis began to search for a power within Krishna that could destroy this forest fire. Thus Krishna's Samharika Shakti, his power of destruction, swallowed the fire. And therefore, the description of Krishna being the possessor of unlimited potencies of Shakti Drik and thus swallowing the fire is only a figure of speech, he says, because actually Krishna didn't do it, but it was his Sangharika Shakti which actually did it. Again, in Nanda Vrindavan Champu, Kavi Karnapur says that the fire was extinguished by Krishna's glance at it. Jiva Goswami in Sankalpa Kalpataru gives an explanation of what that fire was. It's very interesting. Sanatana Goswami in Brihad Vaishnav Toshani, he gives a different explanation. Jiva Goswami in Vishwanath gives yet another explanation. Sanatana Goswami says that Kamsa, he heard about the defeat of Kaliya from his spies, and so he sent some of his followers there to light a fire. And this was the cause of the fire. This is what Sanatana Goswami says. In Brihad Vaishnav Toshini. Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur in Sartha Darshani, he says that perhaps the fire was a loyal friend of Kaliya's who had taken that form, or maybe he was a demon sent by Kamsa. We don't know. But Jiva Goswami in Sankalpa Kalpataru gives another explanation of what was the cause of that fire. Yastada dahanam goshta premna krishta vivechanaha premnas tasya parikshartam eva drag api bhat prabhu. He says that it was Krishna who created that fire. And how can you argue with that? Because Krishna, ultimately, he's sarva karana karanam. He's the cause of all causes. But why did Krishna set a terrible fire there which threatened to destroy all the Brijbasis? And you may say, well, the answer is that they weren't really in danger because Krishna was there. But we're not satisfied with that answer either. Then why did Krishna put them in so much anxiety? Is Krishna getting some pleasure from that? Is he some kind of sadistic person? It's like sometimes there are people in this world who kidnap someone and they torture them and they get great pleasure by seeing their pain and suffering. Krishna's not like that. So then why did Krishna do that? He says that premnas tasya parikshartam. Krishna wanted to test their love. Now, in this regard, we can with confidence say that there was no need for Krishna to test the love of the Brijbasis. Krishna already knew the love of the Brijbasis. In fact, Krishna had already been defeated by the love of the Brijbasis. many, many times. Sadamuktopi badhosmi bhaktena sneharajubi. Krishna says, although sadamuktopi, I'm always liberated, but bhaktena sneharajubi, I'm defeated by the love of my devotees. Krishna tells Durvasa Muni in the ninth canto of the Bhagavatam, Aham bhakta paradino hyasvatantri vadvijaha sadubir grasya hridayo bhaktar bhakta janag priyaha. I am always under the control of my devotees. My devotees defeat me with their love. So then how is it that Jiva Goswami is saying premnas tasya parikshartam? Parikshartam, pariksha. Parikshit means to test. Why then is Krishna testing their love? He's not testing for himself, I would suggest, but he's testing for us. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur in Saartha Darshan, he gives a similar explanation as to one of the reasons for Krishna's departure from Braj. He says that he wanted to glorify the love of the Brajbasis, and especially the love of the gopis, and that's why he left. He says, he gives an example of a goldsmith. If you go to purchase some gold, you may have some doubts. Is this pure gold? So the goldsmith, to prove to you the quality of that gold, he'll apply heat to that gold. And the gold will melt. And there in front of you, you can see, oh yes, this is pure gold. So Krishna similarly, with the gopis and the Brajbasis, he applied the Vipralamba Agni, or the fire of separation, to show the people in this world the glory of the gopis' love. And so similarly, Krishna, to show the glory of the Brajbasis' love for him, he established this forest fire. Recently, someone was having some discussion with us, and we were telling them that we should try to avoid useless quarrel, useless debate. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, in his Bhakti Lok, his explanation of some of the verses from Rupa Goswami's Upadeshamrita, when he speaks about prajalpa, he gives some very important instructions. He says, debate arises only from a desire for conquest. Very powerful sentence. I'll read that again. Debate arises only from a desire for conquest. This is why devotees don't bother with debate. Tarko apratista. Tarko is not argument, is not a very useful thing. And devotees don't take shelter of it. Because debate, or this fire, as we read from Nandakishore Goswami in Vrindavani Lamrita, Krishna said, I'll curb the pride of this fire. This forest fire, which separates us from Krishna, which comes when we become dried up in our Krishna bhajan, and we start becoming absorbed in other things. We should understand what is mukya bhakti and what is gona bhakti. There are five principal limbs of mukya bhakti. What are those limbs? Can someone say one of them? Raise your hand. I hope somebody here knows what are the five principal limbs of bhakti. What is one? Loudly. Sadhu Sangha. Another one. Mataji. Krishna Nam. Maturabhas. Bhagavat Shravan. Shri Murtir Seva. These things are mukya bhakti, or primary bhakti. Now there's other things which are gona bhakti, which are secondary. Srila Prabhupada gives an example many times of an iron rod. If you put an iron rod in the fire, then the iron rod becomes like fire. So the gona bhakti develops some qualities of bhakti when it's in contact with mukya bhakti. Management. If you're doing management for the sake, for the pleasure of Srila Prabhupada, for the pleasure of your Gurudev, for the pleasure of the Vaishnavas, to help them to chant the holy names, to help them to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, then that's gona bhakti. It's not like management in the material world. Doing that kind of management is good for you and you'll develop bhakti. But it's only bhakti if it's in connection with mukhya bhakti. If you're doing management and you don't give a damn about the devotees, you're just thinking about how will I become famous and you want to control people, then it's no longer bhakti. Even if you have tilak on and neck beads. If you're collecting money and you're giving that money to a pure devotee, you're using that money purely for Krishna's service. You're using it to help spread the holy name, to help devotees to hear Srimad Bhagavatam, to help them stay in the Dham, then that's also Gona Bhakti. But it's not that just anyone making money is doing bhakti. And we may be making money in the beginning for Guru and Krishna. But if we lose sight of that and we start making money for ourselves, it's not bhakti anymore. And we should be very, very careful. Just because we're wearing a dhoti and a sari and we're living in the temple, just because we have initiation, doesn't mean we're going to be protected from the fire of useless quarrel, from Kali. We have to nourish the plant of our bhajan with the water of hearing and chanting, with mukhya bhakti, and then we'll be protected. So Bhaktivinoda says, debate arises only from a desire for conquest, because you want to win. You think that you're going to establish your glory by defeating someone in debate. You think this is going to actually change something. What is a saying in America? A very old saying. I'm trying to think of it. Is it that? What is that? Yes, thank you. A man convinced against his will is of the same opinion still. You can't just defeat someone and make them a devotee. It's not so simple. We have to change someone's heart. Bhaktivinoda goes on to say that debate is extremely abominable. It's abominable. It's not an anga of bhakti. It may be a gonanga of bhakti. It may be gona bhakti. It may be secondary bhakti if you're doing it for the pleasure of Guru and Krishna in a pure way. But if you're doing it for yourself, if you're doing it because you're angry, because you're in a bodily concept, you're trying to argue, Amar Guru Jagat Guru, my Guru Dev, he's the Acharya. And your Guru Dev, well, better luck next time. If we have such an offensive attitude like that, that's not bhakti. We want to argue about ridiculous things. Bhaktivinoda says, fault finding arises only from imposing one's own bad habits on others. This is why I see so many faults. When I read this, I realized, oh, this is why I see so many faults in everybody. Because they're my faults. I have so many faults, and I'm imposing those bad habits on other people. This should be given up in all respects. Bhaktivinoda says, speaking falsehood is another form of useless talk. Worldly talk is completely rejected by renounced devotees. Householders may accept some worldly talk that is favorable to bhakti. You have a job. You're working in the office. And if you go to the office and you decide, I'm not going to see the face of any meat eaters, I'm not going to talk to them, and you go to work and your boss says, so how are you doing today? You probably won't be able to keep your job very long. It's practical. You have to look at him. And not only do you have to look at him, you have to say, hey, how's it going today? How was your vacation? How's the wife? Is your health any better now? You have to ask them mundane questions. We should understand this principle. Our process is actually not preaching. Our process is sharing information with people who have some faith. Because Ashradhadani Vimukhe Prashinviti is Chopadesha, Shiva Nama Paradha. The Padma Purana, when listing the 10 offenses to the holy name, lists the 9th offense. That if someone doesn't have faith in you, Ashradhadani or Vimukhe, they're reluctant to hear from you. Don't speak to them. If you do, it's nam aparad. Because some quarrel will come, some useless quarrel. But I'm just telling them they should chant Hare Krishna. It's a good thing. Don't tell them that. Because they don't have faith in you. It's a nice example of this. When Srila Prabhupada first went to South Africa, the devotees had rented a house. And the house was right next door to the owner. The owner had two houses. She was living in one house, and next door to her, she had another house. So the devotees, when they rented the house, they put on a hat and some took off their tilak, and she didn't know they were devotees when she rented the house to them. She found out at 4:30 the next morning. She wasn't very thrilled about it. She was very angry, but they had a lease. And there was nothing that she could do. So every day when the devotees were coming out of the house, she was calling them all kinds of bad names and shouting at them and very angry. So a few days later, Srila Prabhupada came. And he got up in the morning, he was chanting japa, and then he said, "So today we'll go out for a walk." The devotees looked out the window and they saw the landlady out in her yard. They said, "Prabhupada, maybe today we should just walk inside the house." And Prabhupada said, "What is this? No, we'll go outside." "Yes, Srila Prabhupada." And they said, but Prabhupada, this woman, she's very angry. And Prabhupada said, So Prabhupada came out, and much to the devotees' concern, Prabhupada walked straight over to this woman. And he went over to her and he said, "Oh, you have a nice garden." And he started speaking to her about her garden. And every day when Srila Prabhupada would come out, he started going over and talking to that woman. And he would speak to her complete mundane topics. Nothing Krishna conscious at all. "How's the weather? Do you have all your teeth?" "I still have all my teeth." I was telling her. Nothing. He didn't preach to her anything about Krishna consciousness. And the devotee said that later on, if you would ask that woman about the Hare Krishnas, she would say, "Those Hare Krishna people, they're such nonsense. They're so bad. But their leader, he's a nice man." So Srila Prabhupada, in this little anecdote, he was showing us what it means to share Krishna consciousness. It doesn't just mean being a fire and brimstone preacher like we have sometimes in the West, going and speaking at someone and trying to defeat them. She didn't have faith in the devotees. So Srila Prabhupada then, he behaved in such a way that she would gain faith in him. Because we all want to help others. We all want to change the world. But if someone doesn't have faith in us, we can't speak to them. And in that case, we should behave in such a way that they'll get faith in us. Bhaktivinoda Thakur, he says that arguing about different places, different directions, mistakes and illusions makes the heart become tough. It makes the heart very hard. We shouldn't do that. My Guru Maharaj used to say that you don't find fault. That's the business of Guru. I used to think maybe this is why so many of us want to find fault. Because we'd like to be Guru also. It's a very cheap, easy way. But if you do like that and you're not on the qualified, you're not on the proper platform. And what is the platform? Someone has faith in you. If they don't have faith in you, then what can you tell them? Simply, your heart will become hard. And you'll engage in useless quarrel. Bhaktivinoda goes on to describe the cause and result of useless quarrel. He says, useless arguments arise from envy or pride. What is the cause of pride? One of the biggest causes of pride is a birth, some high birth, some good education. Even I was first in Bhakti Shastri. That can also be a kind of pride. We can also be proud that I know so much Bhakti Shastra. We can have pride in our beauty. We can have pride in our wealth. And these kinds of pride, Kunti Devi says, are a block for me. They keep me from crying to you. Bhaktivinoda says, useless arguments arise from envy or pride, aversion or attachment to sense gratification. Some people are averse to sense gratification. Rupa Goswami says we shouldn't be too much against sense gratification, and we shouldn't be too much for sense gratification. If you're too much against it, you'll also get in useless arguments. You have a certain quota of sense gratification given by your guru. He'll understand your position according to your nature, and he'll tell you what kind of sense gratification you should have. But people who are averse to it, they engage in useless quarrel, or people who are attached to it. Foolishness is another cause, or self-pride. He says some people also become intoxicated by useless arguments. Ha! I defeated everyone on Facebook. Well, that's very important. I'm very impressed. My pranams to you. What a meaningless, ridiculous idea. Bhaktivinoda says, while discussing topics of the Lord and his devotees, the practicing devotee should always be careful to avoid useless argument. I'll read this again. While discussing topics of the Lord and his devotees, the practicing devotee should always be careful to avoid useless arguments. It doesn't matter. Even maybe your roommate, he's eating prasadam in the bathroom sometimes. Oh my God. It doesn't matter. Let it go. If they'll listen to you, if they have faith in you, you can take them aside. My dear brother, why are you doing that? It's not a good idea. Please don't eat prasadam in the bathroom. Don't put your tilak on in the bathroom, in the toilet room. It's not a suchi kind of thing. If some sadhu sees you doing like that, they'll become disturbed. There are so many rules and regulations. Prabhupada told the devotees, if I were to tell you all the rules and regulations, you'll faint. But smartavya satatam vishnam vishmartavya nujatu sarvi vidhi nisedhasur etayoriva kinkara. All those rules and regulations of the servants have simply two things. Always remember Krishna and never forget Krishna. And the eighth canto of the Bhagavatam, that there may be some fault. That's not how mantratas tantratas chidram. Chidram means fault. Mantratas tantratas chidram. I'm a useless person. I depend on my wife for everything. Mantratas tantratas chidram. That according to Deshakala and time, place, and circumstance, Vastu, there may be some chidra, but sarvam kroti nishchidram. All that chidra, all that fault goes away. Anusankirtanam tava. If someone is chanting, the holy name sincerely, they have no fault. But I saw Gurudev chastising them. That's Gurudev's business. Don't try to imitate Gurudev. If they're doing something which is bad for their bhakti and they have faith in you, then you may take them aside in a private place and say something to them. But if they don't have faith in you, you disregard this instruction, ashradadani vimukhi prashindatiyas chopadesha shiva nama aparadha, and you still give instruction to them, even though they don't have faith in you, then shuti smriti paranari pancharatri vidimvina akantakar harir bhaktir upatayiva kopate. Upatayiva kopate, the Padma Purana says, you'll create a disturbance. You're not following Shastra. You're giving instruction to someone who doesn't have faith in you. You'll create a disturbance. A disturbance in one of two places. Your bhajan will become disturbed. You can't think of Krishna. You'll become overwhelmed with pride and anger. Why he's not listening to me? Don't you know I'm senior to you? I joined 2 weeks before you did. You should listen to a senior devotee. You should be humble. Like me. It's a ridiculous kind of argument. And the second place that it'll create disturbance is in society. Because people will see you're not really taking shelter of the holy name. You don't have faith in the holy name. You have more faith in Manu Sanhita than you do in the holy name. And therefore you're going and arguing about some things which don't make any difference. Mantratas tantratas chidjam desakalala vastutaha. All that chidja sarvam kroti nishchidam anusankirtanam tava. It goes away with the chanting of the holy name. Therefore, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur says that someone who's really hearing the holy name, the symptom is they'll become free from the desire to correct other people. That's the symptom that you're really listening to the holy name. Because you see, nobody, there's no problem. They're chanting. What's the problem? Prabhupada said they're in the hospital. Don't criticize someone for being dirty if they're standing in the shower. But that's what kind of arguments we're doing. It's useless argument. So we'll stop there. I think we have maybe one more minute. There's any one question or something somebody has very briefly. Prabhuji, speak loudly, please. Okay, I'll rephrase your question. And you tell me if I'm correct what you're saying. So it seems like his question is that we're quoting this verse from Padma Purana, that you should not speak to someone who doesn't have faith in you. But he's saying, then what about Harinam? Then what about book distribution? Book distribution means creating faith in other people. If you can't create faith in them, why will they buy a book from you? That you should be, as Vaisheshikabhu used to tell us, in our early days in book distribution, you should be so ecstatic that people, they see and they think, damn, I want to be like him. I want this book. If this book made you so happy, I also want this book. We should create faith in them. We should be so ecstatic, so happy when we're on Harinam that people just see us, they just become stunned and they just can't say anything. These people are so happy. And this way we'll create faith in people who don't have faith. Because we want to help people. But unless they have faith in us, we can't share very deeply. In that case, then we want to create faith in them. Okay, so we'll stop there. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki Bolo Giriraj Maharaj ki Samabeda Bhaktabinda ki Gopremanandi Hari Hari Vancha kalpadarubhischa kripa sindhubhyeva cha patitanam pavanebhyo vaishnavebhyo namo.